Another day and more clouds across our area. On this Thursday afternoon, we're looking at mainly cloudy skies. Temperatures are running below average for this time of year, but we're basically, at this point, dodging any organized rainfall. So short of some drizzle or mist or a couple of showers, we're looking at mainly dry conditions as we wrap up the day and head into tonight. There is an ocean storm that is missing us to our east today. That storm did bring some showers to Cape Cod and the islands, and that will continue to trek off to the north far enough east of us to not bring us any wet weather. So things are quiet through the night, though we will keep it mainly cloudy. There will be some areas of fog and drizzle and mist, maybe a couple of spotty showers, with overnight temperatures falling back mainly into the 40s. Then as we head into the day tomorrow, we'll have another area of energy come in, another storm, but this one will actually hit us and bring us a pretty good shot at some rain as we go through the day. The storm itself actually took kind of what I'll call the scenic route. It was back over the Great Lakes yesterday. It dove to the south and is over the Virginia area today, and then it's going to round the bend and lift to the north late tonight into tomorrow. So we have rain likely, especially from the capital region on south through the day on Friday. We may see a couple of downpours and maybe even a few rumbles of thunder. Farther north, we'll have a chance for showers with increasing clouds. Rain chances will be better closer to Albany. And for areas near the Canadian border, you may escape rain the entire day. And with that, temperatures are warmest across the far north tomorrow, middle to maybe upper 60s. Most areas hold in the middle to upper 50s and low 60s with those clouds and showers from time to time. Now, as we head into the weekend, the stormy weather is beginning to lose its grip, though on Saturday I'm still looking for a good amount of clouds, some spotty showers, but kind of like today, there's not a ton of rain expected on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we'll see a cold front come through, so that's going to bring a window of rain, probably about a 3 to 4 hour window of rain as that front works from west to east through our area. So some rain on Sunday, but I am also expecting some dry time as well. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of spotty showers, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of spotty showers, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain and a possible thunderstorm, high 56 to 62. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of spotty showers, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the middle to upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely and a possible thunderstorm, high 56 to 62. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of spotty showers, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the middle to upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely and a possible thunderstorm, high 56 to 62. Region-wide on Saturday, variably cloudy, chance of spotty showers or drizzle, high in the 60s, and on Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun with a period of rain and highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.